As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
That's all I've been doing today. Welcome to the show, Two Oceans Vibe Show, on another Thursday, another splendid day in Cape Town. It's a very special show today, coming to you live, as I may have mentioned, from the Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, champagne, something, and sports cars. And today we've got a special guest on the show, the character who is called the insurance broker on the website, very close friend of mine, Richard Neville. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Seth. Lovely to be here.
How did those first words go?
I thought they went really, really well. I liked the intro. It's the first time I actually listened to the whole thing, which is actually really good.
There was actually, you know, it's Graham Murray.
Yeah, he's a bloody good artist.
Bloody good artist. Didn't you help him with some of his lyrics once?
Some of his dummy lyrics, yes.
Yeah, which you just used to find some notes.
We just used to throw it out there. Yeah, I don't really think he used much of them, but most of them.
Yeah. Now you were slightly nervous early on. I think it's going very well.
I think it's going fairly well. Yeah, two words: overwhelmed.
You were over and whelmed. You were worried that your voice is sounding slightly nasal.
Slightly, yeah. I think it's the Millers I've been drinking, but otherwise I'm well.
Nice. Now, quite a show ahead of us. Yeah. For those of you who didn't read the website, Richard's a very close friend of mine. There are not many people that know me as well as him, so it's bound to be a very exciting show. I'm actually staying with Richard at the moment in Nerdhook just to something that I will be writing about. It's called the Keeping It Real Tour, which I'm on at the moment. So we'll be talking about rugby, Richard. There's a big game on Monday, UCT versus Pukka, is that
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Aiki Tigers are taking on Pukka in the FNB Varsity Challenge Cup, and it's a semi-final, so obviously it's a massive game, and it'd be nice to get the boys and get some support over there.
Good, we'll talk about that later, but there's something else that we'll be talking about. What's the most important part of today?
Having fun and Seth's birthday.
Seth's birthday, that's right. Thank you for all the messages, people. It's been fantastic. We're going to catch you after this one. It's going to be a great show. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you after this one. I thought the song would be quite fitting, eh, Rich?
Oh, perfect.
Catch you after this. We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a card like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give a fuck, it's not your birthday. You'll find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, so get into taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bub. Look, mommy, I got the head, so get into taking drugs. I'm into having sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get into getting rough. When I pull up out front, you see the Benz on dub. When I roll 20 deep, it's 29s in the club. Niggas heard I fuck with Dre, now they wanna show me love. When you sell like Eminem and the Hulk, they wanna fuck. But homie, ain't nothing changed, hold down, G's up. I see exhibit in the cut, a nigga roll that weed up. You watch how I move, you mistake before I play up here. Been hit with a few shells, now I walk with a limp. In the hood, in the lady saying 50, you hot. They like me, I want them to love me like they love pop. But how they in New York, the niggas to tell you I'm loco. When you're playing it to put the rap game in the choke. I'm pulling focus, man. My money on my mind, got a meal out the deal, and I'm still in the grind. Now shorty say she feeling my style, she feeling my flow. A girl from Woody, they buy, and they ready to go. I'm in the club, bottle full of bug. Look, mommy, I got the head, so get in to take the drugs. I'm in the habit, sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get in to get rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bug. Look, mommy, I got the head, so get in to take the drugs. I'm in the habit, sex, I ain't into making love. So come give me a hug, get in to get rough. My flow, my show brought me the dough. That brought me all my fancy things. My crib, my cars, my clothes, my tools. Look, nigga, I done came up and I ain't changed. And you should love it way more than you hate it. Nigga, you mad? I thought that you'd be happy I made it. I'm that cat by the bar, toasting to the good life. You that faggot ass nigga trying to pull me back, guys. My joint get the bumping in the club, it's on. I'm with my eyes.
bitch if she smash a gun. Hit the roof on fire, let the motherfucker burn. Just talking about money, homie, I ain't concerned. I'ma tell you what banks for me, cause go ahead, switch the style up. The niggas hate to let them hate them, watch the money pile up. Or we can go upside the head with a bottle of bull. Then the way we fucking be. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bull. But mommy, I got the head, sitting in the thick of drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug. Getting rough. You can find me in the club, bottle full of bugs. Look, mommy, I got the head, sitting in the thick of drugs. I'm in the having sex, I ain't in the making love. So come give me a hug, getting rough. Don't try to act like you don't know where we be, neither, nigga. We in the club all the time, nigga. It's a problem, pop off, nigga. See you.
Cents with It's Your Birthday. Quite a good track. Richard, you were a big fan of 50 Cent, is that right?
Very much so, yeah. Very appropriate song there, Seth. Couldn't have thought of a better one besides the classic Happy Birthday one.
Yeah, wasn't it something a few years ago, someone said they had the rights to Happy Birthday or something like that?
A copyright to it, something silly.
Yeah, yeah. Trademark. Just before we move on, I'm just going to give you guys a few things. There's a competition today. We are giving away a case of Jack Black beer. If you haven't tried Jack Black, it's zesty, it's tasty, it's fucking amazing, and we'll be giving away a free case. This is the phone number that you have to send text your answer to. What are we going to do, Rich, for them to win Jack Black to send in a text of what?
What would you go for? The Magnum's dogs?
The name Magnum's. Higgins's dogs. The first person to send in a text with Magnum, I think they were Higgins. They were actually Robin Masters' dogs. Higgins was a groundsman, and Robin Masters used to look after. Owned the estate that Higgins worked at, where Magnum fucked around in Masters's Ferrari. The number to send your text to is plus or R, because there's more than one number. Do you say the number to send to? Because there's a few numbers. R. The numbers to send anything are plus 2776 90. There's a hell of an echo. Plus 2776 90 7 3 6 7 9. Richard, could you say that again, please?
Plus 076-907-3679.
Okay, that's completely wrong, but it's fine. Most of you got it. We'll do it one more time for the South Africans without the plus 27. 076-907-3679. First person to send in the names of Robin Masters, Higgins, and Magnum's dogs will win a case of Jack Black, which will be, obviously, if you live overseas, it's going to be quite tricky. We can make a plan with FedEx, or we can face fuck them to you over Facebook. Are you a member of Facebook, Rich?
Yes, I am, actually, which is,
Looks like we've got an answer. Let's see what we've got here. It was very quick. Well done. Magnum.
Yes.
That's the answer. Magnum. No. We need the names of the two Doberman pinchers that were in the Magnum series, the names of the actual dogs, and then you can win. Try again, whoever you were. Good one. Skype phone calls can be received any time that we're talking and there's no music on. Just send in a Skype phone call and we will take it. Some of the usual suspects here. Nice, Dave. John T. Good. Mark Fuel, that is fucking funny.
How's the
And the Tamster. Thanks for your birthday wishes. Richard, is there anything that you want to...
Just wondering, Seth, how many people actually wished you a happy birthday today?
Well, it's very interesting that you asked that, Richard. I actually kept a log of it. Someone's just sent in a text. We'll look at that shortly. I sincerely hope...
Because, I mean, it's one of the most important days of the year, I would have thought.
It is, and I was very surprised at how many people actually... forgot that. So this morning I started a log of all of the well wishes. Facefuck obviously gave a fuckload of...
It gives it away
completely. So we'll just talk about phone calls and text messages. I've got a log here. We're just over 50.
Sure, not bad.
Yeah, I started at 6:38 with Anthony Fox. My folks are in Australia, so they sent me something last night because they were a day ahead. Naughty.
Naughty, but it's plausible.
Yeah, and they claim there's a gift on its way from... They're actually in... very good, Christine. They are actually in France at the moment, so it's quite spicy how they use that excuse. They're at the house we've just acquired in Provence, ladies. Just
beautiful. It up.
Beautiful. They said they've sent me a gift. It hasn't arrived yet. I'm not sure if it actually exists.
It's very similar to the house that was in The Good Year with Russell Crowe, wasn't it?
Yes, funny enough, the worst movie that he's ever done.
Yeah, quite
what
agree.
A fucking shocker. They actually, there's a moment in that movie where he's on the road and there's some road signs and he can go left or right. And the one going left was to Minerve, which is exactly where my parents and I bought the house. Do you like the way I threw my name in?
I like the way you threw your eye in. Yeah,
we've just bought this house in the Provence. But funnily enough, the reason why they showed Minerve, which is the town where we have our house, is the director or producer, Ridley Scott, lives there.
Perfect.
Isn't that very interesting? And Princess Charlotte in the neighboring town. Coincidence?
Could be.
It's all falling into place. No wonder.
Maybe you should have a competition for a week in France to stay at your house.
Yeah, with me. I think that's maybe why every time I try to have a date with chicks, that it falls through, because it's all the grand plans happening here. Princess Charlotte is the grand prize, and that's what we actually trying to gun for. Okay, a lot of people have sent an answer. Let's just go in order here. Nice one, Tristan. Text messages, we got a few. The first one that came in, Zeus and Apollo, well done to you, my friend. Glace Dog, nice one.
Hello, Glace Dog.
Glace Dog just sent a happy birthday wish. Quite late, he's in the 50s now.
Jeez, raise your bat.
Yeah. Some of quite a few people texted, and I got Facebook ones. A lot of people emailed the websites. Very interesting. But the winner of whose number ends with 1001, you should maybe leave your name. You've won the prize, Mubbot, of a case of Jack Black. The names of the dogs in Magnum were Zeus and Apollo. A lot of other people got them right, including Christine Clark and JR and Tristan Owen and the Glace Dog. Nice one, guys.
She's muzzle tough all around.
Yeah, hey? Fucking muzzles.
It's interesting, Seth. How many people out of the characters actually wished you happy birthday?
That's not a bad question, Richard.
I mean, interesting enough, it even is on the site, which
is on the site. It's almost worthy of those who didn't wish me should actually be removed from the Two Oceans Vibe characters list. Let's have a little run through here. Pie Face, nothing from you yet. Paul, nice one. Colin Jeffrey at Advertising Guides, fine, he's in Los Angeles, I expect. Oh no, his wife did send something in with a photo of the kid Jack with a happy birthday balloon. Did I tell you, somebody sent like a major delivery here today? Oh. Came in, fucking balloons, Ballona, Moët Chandon champagne that you can see here, a teddy bear, fucking awesome. I even got a multimedia message on my phone on which I showed you of a girl semi-naked, which she had just taken
of
herself.
That's a very nice picture.
Bloody nice picture.
Is she single? What's her story?
She is single, yes. I won't mention her name, but thank you for that, my angel. That was bloody decent of you. I thought it was a nice gesture.
I thought it was a great gesture. I'm sure she'd love France, especially some of that wine.
She'd love anything French. Good. We've got... questions are coming in very nicely for Richard Neville, mainly pertaining to the fact that Richard was UCT first team captain. Which years, Richard?
Gosh, I'm 2002 to about 2004-ish.
2002-2004-ish.
Yeah.
And the 2003?
Well, 2004-2004. 2002 to 2004, so it was for like 2 years.
Okay, this is very interesting. I'm just going to, there's a few here, but I just want to skip straight to this one from an ex UCT player and ex Springbok, Robbie Fleck, who says, a question for Richard. We're sort of veering from the point. We're talking about my birthday.
I think let's go back to the characters.
Colin Jeffrey, oh, that's fine. Harry Simpson sent it in, that's fine. Ian Wason, who lives in this town, etc., still hasn't wished me. Neither has his girlfriend, Gigi, who's also on the list now.
That's very disappointing.
Jamie Boys, nothing. Craig Stanley, fine. Dan Nickel, nothing. Bob Skinsat, fine. Tick. Simon Hebert, tick. Polly, nothing. Koki Falco threw in a phone call. He was with Paul Snodgrass. Do you know Paul?
No, I don't know.
He does the sport on ETV News.
Oh, yes, funny chap.
Yeah. Funny, he's hilarious. He actually opened Koki's show last week. Koki Phone, I was very happy with that.
Well done, Koki.
Sean O'Connor, nothing. Dave from Caprice, not a fucking sausage.
Oh, he's supposed to be on honeymoon, isn't he?
Yeah, yes, he is. That's fair enough. I think he phoned me yesterday. Nick Murray from KFM, nothing. Speaking of which, Richard Hardiman, who's actually on KFM now, who listens to this show while they play songs, hasn't wished me yet.
Is that a hint? Is that a hint?
I don't know. Subtle. I think he needs to find himself a Skype headset and throw in a live phone call.
Sure.
Sean Gomes, nothing. Alex Kinnersley, nothing. AJ Fenter, nothing. Johnny Graf, fine. Richard Wall, fine. Mark Fuel, who happens to be listening to the show, you still haven't wished me, fuck. Johan Dom's fine.
Jesus,
came in late.
That's bad, but
yeah, that's very bad. Mark, that's very bad. I still haven't received the proudest of slops that you claim you've sent. Jamo Winter hasn't sent yet. Peter Dixon just came in. Stuart Abbott, fine. Gigi, failed. Lisa, fine. Simon Rita, fine. Marcus Brand, fine. Mariam, fine. Jonty, fine. Maria, my maid, domestic executive, fine. Even gave me a butterfly.
Butterfly wings, that's all. They said that you could fly like a butterfly.
Yeah. Nick Goldblatt, not a sausage yet. Gabby, the XPA, who's overseas, did send something along with Zoe Brown. Sox sent me something. Greg Cummins, nothing.
Really?
Yeah, VC. Nothing.
Jeez, but VC's always been a bit different.
Yeah.
I might wish tomorrow. Cause
we can make a whole section on the show about VC shortly.
Yeah, definitely.
Dave Moffat from Dirty Skirts, nothing. Jeremy from the Dirty Skirts has sent something. Sammy, fine. Very late. Chuck, fine. Bagri, nothing. Kernan, nothing. Fox, fine. TBG. TBG sent me something. Johnny Vaughan, nothing. Simon Kima in the US, nothing. And Michael Fairton, nothing. Looks like this list is going to get a lot shorter.
TBG's been very quiet lately.
Very quiet. I haven't seen a TBG sighting for ages. When last did you see one?
I haven't seen him in... I played golf with him, but I haven't seen him in a good 4 weeks.
You played golf with the TBG?
That was crazy.
Nothing wrong with that. Well, I think it's going bloody well at the moment. Are you relaxed?
Yeah, I'm very relaxed. Good song. From the Blue Crush album?
It could be. We've got all sorts of texts and messages coming in. We've got questions for Richard. One's from Rob Fleck. It's all fucking happening. Welcome to my birthday. Welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us, Richard. We'll catch you after the song. Sexual. No, summertime, it's a bummer with no duckets. Honey's not fucking nothing to fill up the blunt with. It's the one time we can just sit on our flat ass, relax with a fat ass chick and do something with it. Sunday to Monday, we don't eat. Stay dissolving a problem occurring in time. Once a week, one summer peak. It's high, though. Tight, no rope, come from drug streets. From coke to butt trees, get smoked, it's lovely. Other assortments on the corner, they love me. Buck City, WWE. Cuts on beats and fuck creeks. Running with the summer till we putting up the tree. Sunny beats pumping up in Alabama. Banging his bodies at bikinis on the rabbit. I'm unraveling the tracks when I bring it back to the cabin. Son, summer sucks without drugs, sweat, and tea. To the public pools when I spot this lovely jewel. A sweet cutie, never met her, but yet she knew me. She said,
ain't you that kid from that rap group?
Please, darling, may I have the honors of remaining anonymous for the time being late? I'll bust the rhyme for you. What's the matter? Having a bad day? She looked at me with sad face and began to say to me,
hot summer streets and the pavements are burning. Sit around.
I said, you gotta be kidding, baby. Summer is the joint. What you thinking?
Trying to smile, but the air is so heavy and dry.
Don't be sad, drop E. Possibly when you pop these, it'll be sad.
Strange voices are saying, ooh, what did they say?
Fuck yeah.
Things I can't understand.
Shit's rough.
It's too close for comfort. This heat has got right out of hand.
So I grabbed her by the hand, dragged her to the pool, slashed her in, and that's it. Don't flow it.
with no dough and no hoes. And so taking stones with four O's. The flows overflow with trolls. We soak on optimals, roll with coke and don't go home till it's all gone. No more, you know. Giving a girl 5 pills just to get it on. If your girl's fine, give a dick to sit on lips, swallow it out. It's a decision, yo. Regardless, I'm short dressed at the bar, ordering vodka tonics and shit. With drink tickets, sit the sweet lady and keep making a feeling. It's only still drank, you probably say Guinness. Chicks walking away, Skippy with the cover up. Who love a long fuck and one play cover songs. I'm rubbing up, it's cool. You know how we do, this is summertime for 101 full time.
Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
Richard, the whole reason why I tell you the microphones are on is so that you can sit absolutely still and not make funny sounds while we're going into the show, but it's okay.
Did everyone hear that burp?
I certainly did. Welcome back to the show and Richard's burp. I just want to just quickly say before we move on about anything, I mentioned earlier on that I got this hamper, this huge hamper with Moe, Chandon, and teddy bear balloons. It really was a fuck show. I was hiding because I'm not used to people arriving at the headquarters because it's secret and people freak me out. But this came from a new service, which I'd just like to mention because I think it's wonderful. It's called Dial A Surprise. If you're on your computer now, which you more than likely are, have a look at www.dial-a-surprise.co.za. Surprise with a Z. Dialasurprise.co.za, hyphenated, and surprise with a Z. It's fucking impressive. You can actually send absolutely anything. I'll be using these guys a hell of a lot. Rich?
What do they do? Do they do everything?
Everything. For example, if you look at the website now, on the left, categories, bath and body, cakes and biscuit, chocolates and sweets, corporate gifts, for baby, for boys, for girls, for her, for him, for teenagers, for romantics, for pets. I've got everything, from flowers to champagne to teddy bears. It's fucking good, and the quality is great. I mean,
great concept.
What a concept. So enough about that. Again, thanks for all the messages so far. For those of you that want to send any kind of message to be read out or questions for me, or if you want to tell me how amazing my birthday is going, it's +27 76 907 3679, and we'll be taking the Skype phone calls. Anyone sends in a Skype phone call now, we will take it. Those are not sirens that you hear in the background. There's actually like a discotheque downstairs.
Oh, I thought so.
Yeah, there's no crime here whatsoever. We're going to move swiftly into... you were mentioning UCT are playing Pukka in the semi-finals.
I was going to mention it, but I just thought quickly, said I was just wondering, since we chatted about the characters, have you had received any SMSs from anyone that's listening to this to sort of get them up to date and wished you happy birthday since we chatted about it?
No, I haven't actually. So those of you that know people that, I don't think I have. Have I?
No, no. I don't think so.
Sometimes in radio, if you know the answer to something, you still ask the person to make it actually all
really?
Come out of his mouth. Yeah.
Oh, okay,
but
good.
No, actually, no. I thought that you were like someone had and I was meant to talk about it.
No, but I was just quite a coincidence. But
no, fuck all.
But when you mentioned your PA, I saw your new PA today.
Yes, what do you think of her, Frankie?
Very presentable.
Fine, eh?
Easy on the eye.
Very easy on the eye. We went through quite a few girls to choose the PA after Gabby left.
I mean, it's a privileged position to be in. I hope she appreciates that.
No, she's very aware of it, and she will be looked after, as will everyone in the Two Oceans Vibe family.
Perfect.
Yeah. Do you feel safe knowing that you are in the Two Oceans Vibe?
Especially that I know that I'm one of the characters and was looked after and have been looked after.
Yeah.
But I feel sorry for those people that have not and may not wish you.
People that are on the list.
And haven't wished you happy birthday.
Yeah, very awkward. Let's just move on to this rugby game. I'm very interested about it. I do follow shit to a certain extent, but I get more excited when friends or family are involved. And this is basically UCT, which is a part of the family. UCT rugby needs to be celebrated more, needs to be embraced by the whole of Cape Town. It
Definitely.
Is fucking awesome. It is now playing on TV for the FNB Varsity Cup.
On Monday, yes, they played in the semi-finals against Pukka.
At 2:30, do you know what SuperSport channel?
SuperSport 1, yes.
SuperSport 1?
Yeah.
It's quite a big deal, eh?
No, it's massive. It's
well,
huge.
It's a semi-final.
Yeah.
It's a semi-hard-on.
And what we're hoping for, yeah, very much so, and what we're hoping for is that we beat Tukka and Marty's beat...
Pukka.
Pukka and Marty's beat Tukka.
And oh, really? It's
Tukkies, yeah.
So they're playing Tukka and UCT are playing Pukka.
Yeah.
Are those two sides slightly Afrikaans at all?
I think so, yeah, they've got roots.
Yeah, the roots in Afrikaanerdom. That's absolutely fine. As I said, I have a question here from Robbie Fleck. Question for Richard, which I'm glad he raises because it's a bone of contention that I raise a hell of a lot with Richard. He says, what was it like being a UCT legend and one of the few UCT first team captains to ever beat Marty's? The chicks must have digged you. What's that like when chicks dig you? Let me just add to this that the reason why I'm glad Fleck fucking mentioned this is I go on to this day about Richard Neville and how he fucking did not abuse his status as first team captain at all. I mean, if you think back to the big names in the past, they scored a lot of checks. They made the most of it. They were fucking heroes. But Richard pulled this whole fucking humble fucking vibe. Anyway, going back to Robbie Fleck...
Thanks for that.
How did it feel to beat Marty's? The chicks must have digged you. What's that like? ... When chicks dig you. Richard.
It was obviously very, very nice to beat Marty's. It's great. And especially one of the first teams in, I think it was 14 years. So that was,
Jesus, it was
a good night out.
Yeah. But did you come right that night?
Yes, I did.
Or were you still seeing that chick?
I was still seeing a chick at the time, so I was very much...
did you come right with her?
Yes, I did, yeah.
There you go. What a waste of the first victory against Marty's in 14 years. He was seeing someone, am I right in saying that is the one that fell apart gloriously?
Yes, it did. It was a very well-publicized one. If there were tabloids,
is that the one that is still going on to this day?
No, it's not, thank God.
In some ways?
SMS ways, maybe.
Yeah. I can leave it. Good. Got... good. Back to another question that I have here, just to sort of smoothen over that whole vibe there. This is from a question from Francois Pinard. Awesome. Is it true that Bob Skinstad and John Dobson moved to Noordhoek primarily to glow in the breathtaking aura that comes from living near Richard Neville, past UCT captain?
What a great question. I would say that if you asked John Dobson or Bob Skinstad, I was the pioneer in moving to Noordhoek, and I think having chatted to them, they got a feel for the place, and I had them around from a house full of Bri, and they, you know, they just took in the environment and
Who was there before you that we know? Paul LaRue?
Paul LaRue of Café Rue fame.
Okay.
And Lindiwe LaRue, the long-awaited one.
Are the people that we know?
Seth,
I must say, I'm bloody impressed with Nurdok. Oh, it's bloody magic out there, man.
No, it's bloody beautiful.
It really is. I was very impressed. So, good from Francois Pinot. And then there's another question. Is it true that UCT's amazing season is largely due to the inspiration coach John Dobson gets from living near Richard in Nurdok?
Difficult one to answer, but I think John Dobson gets his inspiration from a lot of weird things and wonderful things. If anyone's ever had the pleasure of meeting Dobbo, they would realize that he doesn't really work like the rest of the world, and he's a very unique character. So to say,
certainly is.
So for me to say yes would be extremely arrogant, and but I think he gets a bit of it.
I think the interesting thing about you is you are incredibly arrogant, but you've got this outside thing where you go on about this, like, this whole humble vibe when your close friends know that you are extremely arrogant. How does that make you feel?
She's, I often thought it was the other way around. I think a lot of people do think I'm extremely arrogant, and on the inside they realize I'm actually quite humble. But yeah, difficult question. I was actually called arrogant this morning. So
really, by who?
A business partner of mine. He's most probably listening to this show. But that's not a bad thing, I suppose. I believe arrogance has its place.
Really?
Yeah.
You think so?
In some ways, yes.
Good. Well, guys, once again, the cell phone number to send questions in, anything to do with rugby or my birthday or fucking anything, really. It doesn't actually matter. It's +27 76 907 3679, and we'll be taking Skype phone calls whenever we're talking. I can see you there. Send in a phone call. It'll have to be after this next tune, which is Colour Me Bad, All For Love.
I think I chose this one, didn't I?
I think you, yes, you did indeed. We'll catch you after this one. Right, okay, are we back now? Someone's just arrived at the door, we just need to deal with that. It's all become a little bit hectic during that song. Here they come right now. Rich, could you maybe sign that all in while I keep the people busy over here? Yeah, it's all gone tits up, really. Those of you listening, you might have lost connection back there. Having a major connection problem here. Hi. Lost connection there. Having a slight crisis here, that's fine. Jesus Christ. Okay, welcome back to the Two Oceans Vibe Show. Richard, do you want to just explain in your layman's terms what happened back there? For those of you, some of you are joining us again now, there's a big fuck up. Go ahead, Richard.
I think it was, wasn't it the USB port that was, which corrupts the email?
The United States Seaboard, the
something
USB
like
port, yeah. Basically, about eight things happened at once. The doorbell went, there was some, I mean, there was a terrible chick here.
No, she wasn't great. She was not very presentable.
Not
at all.
Yeah, just, so basically, keep retrying if you haven't got this thing going. Flowers arrived at the door.
Wonderful flowers.
Yeah, wonderful flowers. Let's have a good look. I haven't even had a good look. Hold on.
Who are they from? And more importantly, what did the card say?
It's a flora.
Okay, good break.
Very nice. It says, because even boys need flowers on their birthday, have an awesome day and don't worry about nerdy girls. Where there's a will, there's a way. Love. I'm not going to say the name because then people will start to spread rumors. Thank you, my angel. That's very sweet of you. They're absolutely gorgeous. And that came in at the same time as the fucking havoc. But we're back now.
No, I think
everything's fine.
I'm fine. Are you a lot more relaxed?
Yeah. No, I'm still a little bit stressed.
Okay. Maybe just have a sip of that beer there.
And we're take drinking the Jack Black beer here. What do you think of it, Rich?
Very zesty, tasty, beautiful.
Yeah, I'm definitely more stressed and
a lot better than his acting.
Yeah, exactly. And Rupert Mello has got us live now as well. He was struggling with his signal. Everyone back now. Is everyone back in Crown & Forth? Thank you. We can go on with the show. Richard, is there anything that you want to cover before we get on smoothly?
No, not really. I just maybe said this is a good time for you to... I mean, I think I had the privilege of being MC at your 23rd.
Yes, Richard. This is something that I actually mentioned to Richard that I'd like to talk about. Richard was the MC at my 21st bar mitzvah, which was at the Calvin Grove Ballroom. Worst chicken sandwiches known to man. I wrote a letter, a formal letter from the desk of Seth Rotherham to Calvin Grove 2 weeks ago, moaning about their chicken sandwiches at the pool. Very disappointing. And they actually wrote back.
I actually saw the letter. It was actually very nicely written.
He didn't really achieve much. He just said he's going to pass it on to the fucking chef.
Yeah, and he said it was a Cajun chicken there, or not the normal chicken.
No, it was smoked.
Smoked.
So right. It's like, that's not the point, arsehole. I said, I ordered a toasted chicken sandwich and it was fucked. And then he writes back, yeah, it's not a proper toasted chicken sandwich, it's something else. It's like, that's pretty much my point, you fucking a-hole.
Yeah, exactly. You can't really fuck up a chicken and mayonnaise sandwich.
Jeez, it's so easy. I sent them a recipe and I said to them that I would pay for Hellman's mayonnaise for a full month of toasted sandwiches at the pool bar if they can change their recipe. He never responded to that part.
I mean, but even steers get it right at 2 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Anybody gets it right. Christ, open the fridge, get the chicken, put on the mayonnaise. I mean, really, I'd take it with a fucking smattering of poo and I'd be happy with it. You?
Yeah, easily.
A little poo, just like a drop of poo. Fine.
Yeah, maybe a loose stool. Certainly.
What we don't deal with here is toilet humor. It's always the best, most advanced humor. You were the 21st at my MC, and what a sort of cycle journey you've come from that to actually being some sort of an MC type person on my show.
Yeah, well, I think it's... I mean, look, looking back now, I think you would have had a lot of time to reflect on... where you've come from, and did you ever see yourself here doing such a successful show?
Yes, I did.
A success. Yes. Obviously, you did.
I'm sure that you did too.
I didn't see myself here though.
No. It took me quite a while to ask you, and I enjoyed your first answer, which was no. No one really says no to come on the show, but you went ahead and did it.
I didn't think I was ready. So.
Yeah, and then it took me how long to convince you? It was a monologue that I gave you that I spat out. For 20 seconds.
And then I thought about the history that we had, and I actually thought, look, I better do it. My excuse the whole time was I wasn't ready. I was a bit worried about my voice and my tone and my pitch and my diction. So I don't know how I'm doing now.
Speaking of your voice, that would naturally lead me into discussing the fact that you auditioned for a boy band when you lived in London. Would you rather I didn't talk about that?
I think it's pretty much common knowledge these days.
It's not, you know. There's a lot of girls that say to me, I don't understand Richard. He's just so, like, you know, he's just so, like, super cool. And, like, you know, I think he hates me, etc., etc. And the only thing I say to them every time is, can I tell you one thing? They go, what? I said, Richard auditioned for a boy band in London.
Yeah, it's quite interesting.
And they go, what? Etc., etc. And then it's like, do you understand me now? Richard, everything's an act. Because I've always maintained that you're acting the whole time.
Well, I wanted to get into drama.
Yeah.
And then...
But insurance called you.
Yeah, I find insurance riveting at the best of times. But I did audition for a band. I was playing rugby overseas, which is boring. And I wanted to get into drama, and I auditioned for a boy band, which was quite interesting. And I passed the first stage.
I think the big key thing here is when Richard walked into my room where we were living in Chiswick, in zone, just into zone 4, hey, Rich? Just one stop in, but didn't have the booms at the station until our second year.
Yeah, we could always chip out the
Chippo.
Yeah, sorry. Is
it yeah, good Chippo's word? Fine. I think it's absolutely fine. It's not racist, is it?
No, it's not.
Well, no one's like a Chippo. Like, oh my God, there's a fucking Chippo at the door.
No
such thing.
Sorry. Yeah. So yeah, then yeah, so we auditioned for...
Yes, Richard came into my room and said, can you help me make a demo tape? It was too beautiful to behold, and I think we made it on a mini disc.
Quite correct. Yeah. Which one I sold you, remember, because I was going through
you
tough
didn't
times.
You didn't sell me. Yeah, it was a trade exchange, yeah.
Yeah.
When you went through tough times and I claimed your mini disc player. And the song that you sang on that demo tape, Richard?
I think it was Eternal Flame by the Bangles.
By the Bangles, yeah. I've got something pretty fucking close. And I'm surprised that you never thought of it when you were thinking of songs. It takes us back a hell of a lot. It's a song that I have actually covered on the website before. It's a very girly song and stuff, but it's quite exciting.
Very intrigued by this.
Are you starting to get it?
Oh, yeah,
it's an incredibly gay song, but I think there's a bit of gay in all of us.
Yes, I
Wilson
like it.
Phillips, hold on. Thanks for joining us. Catch you after this. No more dramas.
Why do you lock yourself up in these chains? No one can change your life except for you. Don't ever let anyone step all over you. Just open your heart and your mind. Is it really fair to feel this way inside? Tell me, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know, things will change, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, can you hold on for one more day? Things will go your way. Hold on for one more day.
Here's everyone's favorite part right now.
Break free from the chains.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know that there was pain. But
this is the big part, eh, Rich? Here it comes, guys. Here's the crescendo right now. Enjoy it. Feel it inside your body.
Someday somebody's gonna make you wanna turn around and say goodbye. Until then, baby, are you gonna let him hold you down and make you cry? Don't you know? Don't you know? Change out, things will go your way. If you hold on for one more day, yeah. Hold on.
And there was Wilson Phillips with Hold On, coming to you live from Two Oceans Vibe Show, live from the Atlantic Seaboard. Richard, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. Lovely being here.
What a good song. Yeah?
What a great song, sung by three very average-looking women.
Yeah, although loaded.
Great voices, though.
Absolutely. I was very impressed.
Did that relax you a bit?
Yeah, geez, I'm still slightly highly strung. And my shoulders are up. I'm really tight after that technical hitch. I call it a technical hitch.
Let's have a big sip of that Jack Black that we've got.
No, let's have a big sip and just calm the fuck down. So, before the song, we're talking about Richard's flirtation with joining a boy band in London while we lived there together with Chuck Berry and Chad Pichot and Brett Spog. And Johan Doms came in for an overextended stay.
What an interesting bunch of characters.
God, it was hilarious. But a little bit more to the boy band. Did you get a call back or anything?
I got a call back, funnily enough.
Jesus, really?
Yeah, fascinating. And I had to do some dancing, choreographed dancing, which was quite interesting. Uh-huh. And that didn't go... I kind of fell out with the guy that was doing the dancing. I didn't really...
You fell out. So you knew him for like a couple of hours.
Yeah, you reminded me a bit of that guy of H from Steps. I don't know.
Very annoying.
Very annoying anal idiot. And I don't know where he is now. I'm sure he's in insurance.
Didn't we go to some Pepsi Cola show? It was a live show that they have in London on TV. And Foxy was the DJ, yes. DJ Fox, and Steps played. And we were with Johan Doms. And H from Steps was like singing, looking at the crowd. And he clocked eyes with Johan Doms. And Doms pulled him a zap sign. And he mouthed the words, fuck you. And H was slightly out of sync after that.
Yeah, he was. I think Johan Doms has done a few of those clangers in his lifetime.
Yeah, my favorite, which we have mentioned on the show, is when he went up to Monty and said, can I have your autograph, Wayne? And he said, why are you calling me Wayne? He said, aren't you Wayne Ferreira?
Perfect.
It's a classic story. So now we've covered the whole boy band thing. Let's go back to this game against Pucker on Monday at 2:30 in the afternoon. Will you be there?
Yes, definitely.
So cancelled all meetings. It's absolutely fine in the insurance trade to support UCT during work hours.
Well, I actually find that the more I'm out the office, the more business I do. So it's very, very plausible. And you know,
work is a sideline, live the holiday.
Yeah, I've heard that before somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not a bad caption.
Not at all. Conan O'Maloney has secured his place on the Two Oceans Vibe list. He's just wished me happy birthday. He is safe. To the other Two Oceans Vibe list characters that haven't wished me, your positions on the list are in grave danger.
How many friends does Seth have on Facebook? About 600?
I think it's close to 600, yeah.
600. So you're up to 50 now, so it's like a good 10%.
No, we're not talking about Facebook, though. We're talking about the Two Oceans Vibe characters.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, though, you know, you've got a 10% hit rate. That's not too bad.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely fine. There's a thing that I've started to try with chicks is like, you know, there's MySpace and there's Facebook, and it's all a big mix-up. I like to call it Facebook, but then people go my... I've started to say to chicks, like, hey, fuck, haven't I seen you on my... on my face?
Not bad.
Not bad at all, eh? What was that thing that you told me the other night, to the emails and stuff?
Oh, just you get these long sort of emails and SMSs from people like, when you're not busy, I'd like to hook up for a drink, or your long email.
It'd be great to see you. It's been a while.
Great to see you. It's been a while. Did a long email explain.
But they don't say when.
Yeah.
They just say, fuck, we really need to hook up soon.
Or someone emails you this long descriptive, like it's new business venture, whatever.
Long.
And you kind of just reply very simply, you know, sounds great or brilliant idea, but you never give a time or a date or anything.
It's so fucking brilliant. We need a hookup scene for a beer. I got loads of stuff to talk about. Then you write back like,
sounds brilliant. Not giving anything away. This is kind of just leaving it out.
It's fucking funny. But the one you gave me last night when someone sends you a long thing, like, fuck, you must check this thing, like, da da da, and this and that, and you write back, great email. That is fucking quality. Did I tell you during the break, VC, he's very shy. He's got headphones, he's got a microphone, he's got everything at his desk there, and he can make a phone call. Like a lot of people on Skype right now, our Skype name is The Two Oceans Vibe Show. There's a lot of people who are logged on and they're too shy to send in a call. Send in a call now, my angels. Let's have a little chat. VC's too shy. He sent me a message saying, can we take a call off air? So I said to him, why? Do you want to wish me happy birthday? And then he was like, oh, fuck. Sorry, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, why don't you throw in a phone call on air? And he goes, you know how shy I am. whatever.
He's supposed to be watching The Godfather or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very easily, or he's doing something that not normal people do.
Yeah, VCs, he enjoys doing things that not normal people do and acting like it is normal. Let's get back to rugby. We have another question here from Eugene Daniels. I know that when you were UCT first team captain, your teammates used to call you the little general.
Oh,
I can understand the general part, but why little? Good question, Aguado. Yeah.
There's two ways I can answer that. The funny way or the honest way. I'll go with the honest way because I'm so short.
What are you?
I was the smallest guy in the team. I don't think I've grown since that.
What is your height now, Rich?
Are we looking at like a good 5'8"?
Weird, because I'm 5'9". So do you see yourself as slightly shorter than me?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, but taller than Nick Murray.
Yeah, most guys are, in a nice way. And we are allowed to be nasty to Nick because he hasn't wished me happy birthday yet. That's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
And Richard Hardiman, who has his show right now, is probably listening. Thanks for that, Rich.
What sort of tips did Nick give you? Did he give you any good tips while he was on air?
Maybe? No, well, he came after Johnny Vaughan, who was fairly good with sort of
he's
teaching
like
me things.
The Oracle.
Yeah, he taught me things that I'm not doing now. Why don't I need to mention the time? Or it's 4:34, coming to you live from Cape Town. So I'm starting to get into that. And then I was more sort of relaxed after that. I had Nick Goldblatt, Graham Murray, Dave Moffat, and then came Nick again. Nick was in his element. I mean, for a guy who this is his job, he was like really stoked. He was like, that was awesome. It's like
being on the other side for a change.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Again, text number to win prizes and to ask us whatever you want is +27 76 907 3679. We've had all sorts of messages from all over the world. Let's throw in another question before we move over to another song, and that'll be a very spicy one. Question from Piet van Wyk. Is it true that when you were playing for UCT, you strongly encourage Noxie and Danny to find steady girlfriends so that you'd have no competition for the undivided attention of the hottest ladies in the pub after the games?
Of course I did. I always felt that stability was had a compound effect on the way they played, and they were both very sort of different characters, and I needed a bit of stability.
What is your vibe in terms of sex? Like, a lot of sportsmen have like rules about no sex before the game and stuff. I mean, what are your sort of vibes there?
Funny enough you asked that, because every time I have had some sort of
stimulus,
petting,
yeah,
I've always seemed to have got injured the next day.
Is that pre-game or in the evening before?
The evening before the game, yeah, pre-game.
So you stopped?
So I went through a phase where I stopped, and yeah, from having my nose done to my knee to stitches.
Did you had your nose done?
Well, did it with a knee, yeah.
Oh, I was wondering.
It wasn't surgical. But
yeah, well, I was saying it's got a fucking crazy shape, so to have it done that way would be foolish.
Well, Richard Evans always said to me that I had a shit profile, so maybe hence.
Yeah, well, that's why the studio is set up like this. Normally, you would be side on to me, but for your nose, I thought I'd move around the tables and stuff, and that's absolutely fine.
Well, a model once said to me that I should go for the 45 degrees when you look at girls.
Maybe let me have a look. Absolutely fine. Let's look at the other side. Which side do you prefer?
I prefer going right.
I don't mind this one. Do you like that side of mine?
Well, it's
also
like right.
That one more.
No, I prefer the right.
Yeah, you see, it looks totally different. It's fucking very weird. Yeah. And I think it's all going very well. After this next song, we're going to hear from Richard what kind of a team talk he'd be giving the guys ahead of the game on Monday. This is TLC with Waterfalls. It's 4:37. This is the 2H Survive Show, and you are a part of the family and a part of the bigger plan. Catch you after this, bitch.
If bed and it's on, he's in the jam. She'll be by his side.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic Seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
It's 4:42, you're back live with the Two Oceans Vibe Show, coming to you live streaming on the internet. Live streaming, what does that mean to you, Richard?
Not much.
Ones and zeros.
Dollars.
Dollars.
Six figures. Yeah, like bakery, I would have thought.
How does it get from us talking here to the person in the computer, on the computer, at their desk?
You've always explained to me it's waves. It's like waves that people can't see, touch, feel. Almost something that's not tangible. I don't know.
What to you, something that's not tangible? Well, waves.
Love.
Love.
No.
Can you not, I mean, how can you say that love is not something tangible? What happens, what about those chicks at Mavericks? You can touch them, smell them, hear them. Is that not love?
On the second floor? No. Yeah.
Have you spent any time upstairs there, Rich?
I don't know, once or twice, yes I have, but nothing.
Do you remember the names of the girls? There's a girl from Durban, eh?
No, she was from Mother Russia, I think, I believe, and she asked me how Cape Town was and do I like Table Mountain.
What is that thing which you always laugh at, what they call the mountain? Tabletop Mountain.
The Yanks, Tabletop Mountain.
How was your day? Yeah, it's awesome, man. We like went up Tabletop Mountain.
Yeah, we went down to the beach, Caprice. Awesome.
Awesome, yeah. It's just been so good. The people have just been so cool. Rich, big game on Monday. Kids Picker. There's a thing that I always do with Richard when there's rugby on TV and there's like a bit of a dilemma and they're going into halftime. I always joke and I say to Rich, what are you saying to the guys now? And
I love the way you do that. You always ask me that. I never know what to actually say, because at those times I'm kind of very much like caught up in the moment.
Well, you were once, weren't you once called in by Leonard Kaplan to go and talk to the first team guys before a game?
I had to speak to the Bishop's boys before they played Rondebosch.
Did they win that game?
76, the highest points scored ever.
Quite weird. Richard Neville was the first team captain of UCT when they won first time in 14 years against Marty's, and then when he gave a little team talk to Bishop's before their Rondebosch game, they won their highest margin ever the next day. I say bring the guy in as much as you can. What are you saying to, what would you be saying to UCT before the game on Monday, Rich?
Shit. Tough one. Well, honestly, I'd say to them that they've achieved a hell of a lot at the moment, and you know, this is a foregone conclusion. They must just do what they've always done, and they will be fine.
And they will win.
Yeah, I mean, I could always go the Al Pacino inches route and bring up
footsteps and all that.
Yeah, inches, passion, guts, glory. You know, the jersey, the tree, like the Rondebosch guys call it.
Is that what they call the jersey?
Well, you know, they play for the tree.
The tree.
Okay, the tree.
Nice one, guys. Fucking awesome, man. Fucking go tree. T to the R to the double E-S. Trees. Many in a team. Bishops don't have numbers on their backs, eh?
No, they don't.
Why is that?
Because it's a team game, I think.
No,
so.
There's no individuals, are there?
No, not at all. That's something I've always liked about the, what do you call it, the establishment? Oh, I don't know. But
when you, I mean, in past games, when you have been the captain at halftime, have you ever said to the team, like, this is basically like a street fight?
Yes, I have a few times.
When did you use that? So do you use it a lot? Right, how do you say it? Right shots is a street fight.
Yeah, I've used it a lot when the games are really, really niggly.
Who do you think sent that in now?
I'm going to go either Evans or Fogarty.
It's Evans. Evans, why don't you throw in a fucking phone call like you said you would? Let's have you live on air here for a lach. We promise not to talk about Juliet.
How's that lovely Irish girlfriend of his?
Now let's have a little chat, Rich. Come on, don't be scared. Bohom. So basically, Pukka, are they quite strong? I remember there was a first FNB. Anytime you're ready, Rich, just throw in a call. We'll take it. Pukka was the first FNB Cup game that I watched live at UCT.
And they should have won that game. They actually lost
it. Did they lose it?
No, they lost, but they should have won. And they.
So they're going up against a side that they lost against last.
Yeah, but they've come on in leaps and bounds since then. And, you know, honestly, they shouldn't have won that game. It was only because they didn't believe they
what
could
win. What was the end score?
I think there was like a 10-point difference.
They didn't believe that they would win.
Yeah, no. But they didn't.
Sounds like these guys need to read a bit of The Secret.
I think so. But I think with Dobbo there and Flecky, they know all about that sort of stuff. And it shouldn't be a problem.
Why should they win? What is it about their rugby that makes them stand out? UCT.
UCT. No, they play it's a very sort of New Zealand style of rugby.
Okay.
Hard up front, and they like to spread the ball wide and get everyone involved. And you'll see by the top try scorers, they're all wings, which is always an interesting fact.
Well, of course, I was a wing.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
You were very quick at school, weren't you?
I'm still very quick. I'm still Robbie Fleck. If you're listening, anytime you want a fucking road race, my butt, over how many meters did we say would be my thing?
I think it was 50.
No, I think it's 30 or 40 is the one that you want for when you're on the field. Mm. Yeah.
I'd say, yeah, maybe 32.
I mean, you've seen me run and you've seen me score. We've seen Fleck.
Most nights out, I've seen you run at school.
Yeah, when I run at checks.
Yeah.
Fleck was quick. I think he's lost a bit of it, and I'd like to say now, I'd like to make a public statement that I challenge Rob Fleck to a road race at any time he wants. A foot race on tar over, we'll need to speak to the right guys, over between 30 and 40 meters. I challenge you, Rob Fleck, to a road race, a sprint. Anytime you're ready, buddy. Outside peddlers, wherever you fucking want, any shoes you want.
What's the wage you're going to be?
Pride? Status?
Okay. Well, I'm sure Flex training now. Is he not training for that mountain race epic thing?
I don't know. Maybe he should be training for this fucking sprint. But in terms of the epic, Christ, it's getting a bit long in the tough, huh?
No, it's a lot. Everyone I'm talking to, I'm training for the epic.
The epic.
You know, that's why I've been so... People ask me why I've been so quiet. I've been thinking about doing the epic.
When is this fucking epic?
I don't know.
Jeez. Where have you been, eh, buddy? You look exhausted. It's been training for the epic. Christ. But it's been going on for a while, Irish.
No, it's nauseating.
How long has it been now?
It's been close to sort of 4 or 5 months now.
Jeez, why does it take so long? I get into shape in like a couple of weeks say if I'm like racing someone on the road, like a 40 meter race.
A week max.
Yeah. Blommers. Golders, you'll be interesting to know Nicole Blomkamp has not wished me yet, which is quite interesting, because Goldblatt just sent me a text, happy birthday. I said, you're number 52, not too bad for an acquaintance.
Not
bad. And then he said, who was first? Was it Nicole? And actually not, it was Anthony Fox was the first person to wish me today. I even noted down the time. Let's have a look what time he was on the ball. That's on page one.
Nicole Blomkamp's a big fan of Two Oceans.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of hers. It's not like there must be a problem. Fox at 6:38. Nice. Just pipped Len at 6:55. Interesting.
Yeah, well done, Foxy.
Yeah, nice of Golders to come in at 1600 hours odd.
He obviously works very hard.
He does.
Goldblatt.
He does work pretty hard. He works for guys a lot like Robin Masters. Can you guess the song, Richard?
Children Behave, and that's what they say when we're together.
There's the first line. Children Behave. This is by Tiffany. We're taking it back to the old school. When we were carefree, there was no AIDS, and I never knew what weed was. This is by Tiffany, and it's called I Think We're Alone Now. Enjoy it. It's appalling. Soxy?
Can I make a request?
Have you turned off Windows Media Player?
Nah, it's still playing. Hold on a second.
Turn it off, otherwise there'll be some feedback. We've got on the line here a live call. It's actually a live video call. Do you want to have a look at me, Soxy, or do you think we might slow it down a bit much?
I don't know. You're the expert, man.
Should we try it?
We can try it.
Okay, here comes video. Tell me if you can see me.
How you doing, Sox?
Sucks, it's Richard Neville sends his very best. Can you see me? Okay, hold on. Stay there. It's just going through a little moment here.
If you can't see me, I can't see you.
Not happy.
Not happy? No. For the listeners out there, sorry about this. This is a bit of a fuck show. Soxy? Shouldn't have done the video. We absolutely fucked it up. That's dead time, Rich. That's what we try not to do, is dead time. Okay, we're gonna wait. Soxy's there. Something's happening. Everything's starting to catch up a little bit. We shouldn't have done that. Fuck, we fucked it up. Start again, Sox. Sorry about that, everyone. We're just trying to break fucking boundaries and shit here. Nothing wrong with that. Richard, have you broken any boundaries?
Not lately, no.
Not.
Is that boring?
It's pretty fucking boring.
Sorry.
No, hey, look, absolutely fine.
Just a question, when do we do traffic? When do we do the traffic?
The traffic report...
do we do traffic on the show?
Absolutely. We can...
Because I'm sure there's a lot of traffic now. It's like... That's a good thing.
Okay, let's have a look at this here. Hold on a second now. Let's just try to get this right here. And it's a green screen. It's starting to fuck out, Socks, and we're live here. It's all falling apart, boy. Let's just let that
load up.
Let that simmer for a while. It must be so annoying listening now. It's like you're not here, so you don't actually care a fuck. You just let's try Socks one last time.
I think leave the video vibe.
Yeah. And we should have just left it the first time. I don't know why we had to be fucking heroes about it.
Bit ahead of ourselves.
Socks, I don't know, bro. It's all fucking out completely. Let's give that a little rest for a second. Traffic report. We don't actually talk about traffic enough because the main reason I'd say is that people can't listen to the internet in the car. So people driving don't give a fuck about the traffic. But I must say, it is something that I have been thinking about lately because I've been staying in Nordic. So it's very interesting with regards to the traffic. And which route I can take. I take Chapman's Peak a lot.
Very scenic drive.
I think it's fine. But you're quite a fan of the traffic reports and the rest of it. What is?
Well, my favorite traffic report was the one I got at 2 o'clock in the morning where the guy said it's, as Nick Murray always tells you to say the time, it's 2:32 in the morning and there's absolutely no traffic.
Why are you listening to the radio at 2:32 in the morning?
I was coming back from a lovely establishment called the Tiger. I don't know if you've ever been there.
No.
That's rubbish.
No. And they gave a traffic report. Really? Yeah. At 2:30.
I think it was more of a joke, just to you know, kind of, I don't know, make some banter at the time.
But
it was.
What are your favorite roads that they like to mention?
My favorite roads would be Oswald Piro.
Nice.
And when they say it's Drukverkeer as je stad kom. When they say it in Afrikaans, and Bosmansdam, that's my favorite road, Bosmansdam.
And they also enjoy Vanguard Drive, backed up until Vanguard Drive.
Well, the lights are always out at Bosmansdam and Vanguard. They're always out.
The what?
The lights are always out.
And of course, one more slight detail, is the lights are always out, is the lights are out at Vanguard Drive.
Vanguard and Bosmansdam, and Oswald Piro is one of my favorites, just because of the name.
Oswald Piro, who was he?
I don't know. Wasn't he the guy who was meant to have killed someone?
Then why does he have a road name after him?
I don't know. A very interesting question.
Sounds very suspicious to me. What route do you take to work, Richard?
I go Oukopsevaag and then I head on to the main highway.
Nice.
Yeah.
From Oukopsevaag to... Hold on a second. Soxy.
I'm here. Don't hang up on me again this time.
I'm not going to turn my video on. We've got live on the air here one of the 2005 characters, the DJ, Sox, who is the resident DJ at Caprice. Funnily enough, Sox actually phoned me on Monday night, and I missed the phone call and checked for a message a few hours later, and there was no message. And subsequently, Dave, the owner of Caprice, phoned me the next day. He said, why don't you answer Sox's call? I said, well, I fucking missed it. And he never left a message. He says, why didn't you phone him back? I said, because the moment was gone. And he says, no, because we're phoning you to let you know that Paris Hilton was waiting at Caprice for a little photograph. So Sox, I apologize, boys. You're looking very good.
She actually insisted that Seth was going to be there. We promised her that Seth was going to be there, and she was highly disappointed, and then she ended up leaving early. because you were not there.
Socks, tell us about her. What was she like?
Like a little porcelain doll. No, she was cool. She walked in. I got there at about 10 to 1 with her boyfriend.
He's smaller than her, is he?
He was smaller than her.
Is that, is she shorter than you and he's shorter than her?
Correct.
So, he must take you up to your fucking chin or something.
Is he a jockey?
I thought he was going to start doing something inappropriate, and I realized he was just standing up straight.
Did you look at her hands? Because apparently they exchanged these rings with their initials on the rings. Did you have a look at those? Not.
I wasn't really concentrating on her fingers.
Okay, and you said that she had a whole sort of vibe when you had a photograph, like had to stand a certain way.
She was pretty cool. Yeah, that's the standard Paris pose. I mean, he said we need a photo here in the DJ box. She was like, cool. And then her boyfriend was like, oh, we're not walking across. Can we do it over here?
So Benji was cool. Too lazy to walk then, across.
Yeah, you know.
His name Benji
Madden. But he's
with the name Benji, you expect a bit of shit.
But he's quite fat. Do you think that she actually gives him blowjobs?
If she can find it, but she is a bit of a downgrade from his previous fiance. Let's be honest about this. So.
Who was he seeing?
Paris. You're seeing that Australian model, Sophie Monk or something like that. She's absolutely gorgeous.
You see, Rich, fucking band. We need a band, and then you get fucking quality.
We need
quality.
Her on your choose that tabs, by the way. We need to get a hold of her.
Who, Hiltz or Sophie Monk?
Sophie. Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
But, missing her this year is absolutely fine, because isn't she back in June?
Back in June, and she insists that she has to meet you this time. Apparently there's something big happening in June, and you have to be involved. And she was rather disappointed. She mentioned to me that Seth wasn't there. She reads about you all the time, reads your site, and was quite disappointed you weren't there.
Well, she won't be let down in June. I'm sure that might even tie in. This is the first I've actually mentioned it on the site or the show, that there'll be a whole relaunch of Two Oceans Vibe, and that's planned for around about June. So if it ties in with Hilton's visit, that'll be quite a luck to have her at the launch. We'll let you know how that all goes. Socks, how has my birthday been for you?
Your birthday has been fantastic, because every time it's your birthday, I just think about that amazing party at Caprice.
That was good, eh?
Big ones. That was
very
big.
Good. That was
big. That was
exactly
the most paparazzi I've seen in a long time.
I know. It's not often that you get that outside not Caprice, but I'm sure that with the kind of
Colin Farrell, Robert De Niro, Paris, but that night was the most paps I've seen there.
Yeah, it's fucking radical, eh? It's weird how you don't actually see that a lot there nowadays, eh?
What, the paps?
Yeah, the paps. I remember there was a guy there. Do you remember when Prince Harry was in town? There were guys.
Yeah.
Saw guys out there with zoom lenses and shit. It was fucking crazy.
He's got retarded security, but I suppose you have to, huh?
Socks, yeah?
I must say, the most famous person I've ever seen at Caprice was Teddy Sheringham.
Never heard of him.
you haven't been to Caprice that often,
then. Soxy is normally sent text messages from me. He's not actually called the DJ on the website. The DJ is Nick Murray. He's the personal jukebox.
Only Seth.
Because I am the only person who's able to send him text messages from my seat. And that's why on my birthday, Socks, I'd like to give you the opportunity to choose the next song, which we will play for you, as long as I have it, which I might not.
I would like you to play Bros, When Will I Be Famous?
Bros.
Can you pull that one out the bag?
Let me just have a look. I don't think I've got Bros. Socks, can you try another one?
Bros, When Will I Be Famous?
You know, because it's your birthday and it's your tune, I want to downscale a little bit. It's the perfect time. I think Susanna would be perfect.
Susanna, very good. Which is by?
The Art Company, am I right?
I think you might be.
Art Company, The Art of Noise.
Have you got it there, Seth?
I think I do. Socks. Absolutely bizarre. It's not here.
Are you joking?
Yeah, try another one. This is getting embarrassing.
Okay. I'll wear my sunglasses at night.
Night. What's the name of the song or the band?
Stumping me on the radio. I'll tell you right now. I've gone to my iTunes.
There it comes, my boy.
There you go. Buddy.
Beautiful. Soxy, thanks for tuning in. It was good. I'm glad we finally got to you.
Drinks for your birthday. Enjoy the rest of your birthday,
I will, my boy. Thanks for the call. Ciao, ciao.
I wear my sunglasses at night.
And you're back live with the 2005 show. It's 5:08 and we are winding down on another fantastic show and another week. How's your week been, Rich?
It hasn't been too bad. It's been a short week, which has been nice.
You said insurance. Richard's an insurance broker, Murray Clan Insurance Brokers, and Medipet Pet Insurance. You say that that insurance can be quite riveting at times.
Yeah, no, extremely riveting.
Like what? Like there's an awesome claim but to deal with?
Yeah, awesome claim where a client buys a new, like, awesome car and you've got to insure it.
What is the worst story you've had in terms of timing from insurance to a crash?
Literally, it's been most probably one day.
One day? And the car was?
It was a Golf GTI.
Someone bought a brand new Golf GTI, insured it, and wrote it off the next day.
His name was Bruce Denace.
Bruce Denace. Thanks, my boy. How did the insurance guys deal with that? You being the broker, the middleman, how did you explain it to them? How was the phone call?
No, it was interesting. Nothing had been issued. Nothing had been done. No money had passed hands. It was just kind of, look, we're going to have to deal with this. This shit happens, you know?
Did you say to them, yeah, look, it was a handshake yesterday?
No, it was something like that. I had the forms all filled out, thank God, and then we just sent it all off and took a bit of a...
So me knowing you, I could write off my car and have you fill out those forms quickly and you can tell them that you had it done yesterday. If you were a crook, which you aren't, but I'm saying people could do that. We're fucking live on air. Don't fucking push yourself.
It's a very tricky situation. But luckily we got that one sorted. You just arrived from London and you bought a new car and you got smashed into the back three car pile up in Long Street, I think it was,
just off Oswald Pirro. The lights were out.
Yeah, and Batenkracht.
Batenkracht or Batenkant, is that rude?
Which side?
Kracht. Kant.
exactly.
You know, there's no English right name for what Batenkracht. What is a Batenkracht?
It's a strong outside.
It's a strong outside.
Yeah, kracht, power.
No, it's kracht, though. It's a G. Maybe, but I'm sure it's from Dutch.
It's from the Dutch word krache, which means.
Yeah, there's krache, krachtum. It's also slightly Latin. Gemma, thank you for the birthday wishes, my boy. Gemma came in late there with a little happy birthday. Absolutely fine, though. At least it's in. And the hand is safe. Richard, is there anything else that's on your mind at the moment?
No, I was just querying something. I asked you earlier where you saw yourself when you were 21 being here, and you said absolutely. And you've had some various influences over the past with Johnny Vaughan and Nick Marais. I don't know, do you see yourself as like a Howard Stern / Jack Killian? Remember that great movie?
Jack Killian, Midnight Caller.
Midnight Caller.
And we got Jake on the line. Jake, what are your thoughts?
Good night, America, wherever you are.
Good night, America, wherever you are. It was beautiful. No, I never, I knew there'd be a stint in some sort of a radio type thing, but it's certainly not, I don't see myself as a Howard Stern. This is not the route I'm going. This is merely a sideline that I'm warming up for the media powerhouse that will be Two Oceans Vibe. The grand plan is that, thank you, Tammy. The grand plan is that it's going to be a media powerhouse which will have a radio outlet of sorts. I doubt I would be a DJ. I might have one show on it, but I'm just warming it all up. I'm just showing what can be done. And proof is in the pudding, really, with the advertisers and 30,000 unique readers a month of the website.
So the response has been...
What a great response. Oh, bloody magic, man.
Well, that's stunning, man.
Yeah.
Again, do you see yourself...
with a girlfriend at some stage, what?
Yeah. But do you see also falling in love? Does Seth fall in love?
Yeah, well, absolutely. He does, but the girls that he earmarks, I think I've got a bit of a reputation out there, to be quite honest. And
this is a good forum to put it straight, if you wanted to.
Isn't it great? Yeah, and it'll be available for download, and you can fucking listen to it over and over again if you want. I think you know me very well, and you know that there's a very sensitive only child there who was raised with 1,000 antique porcelain dolls and Yorkshire Terriers. There's a little boy there who cries himself to sleep every night, Rich, and I'm only teasing. Sort of, but no, there's definitely. I think it'll come along. At the moment, it just haven't found the right girl, and the ones that I sort of warm towards fucks out a hell of a lot. I don't know why that is. I think the reputation is very misunderstood. It's all a part of the show, really. Two Oceans Vibe is like that because of that, I think.
What do you think listeners and readers of Two Oceans can expect for the relaunch? I mean, what are they going to expect? Is it a new look, or what are we looking at?
There's a whole new look. For those of you listening now, you can have a sneak preview if you go to twooceansvibe.com/mockup4.htm. I'll only say that once. Because either you got it or you didn't. There's a sort of a sneak preview. It won't look like that. That is just the first draft of the new look. It's a whole new look. It's a whole new vibe. It's a whole new concept. And it's going to relaunch in about 2 months' time.
A lot more interactive? I mean, are you a lot more...
Yeah, there'll be loads more things. There'll be like little votes, daily voting. You'll be able to shop online. We'll be linked up to Robbie Fleck's wife's site, Adam and Eve.
Perfect.
Frankie Fleck. He's expecting a little boy called Jack quite soon, I think.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And
he's obviously the inside center at the moment. Soon you'll be outside.
That's very good, Rich. Oh, I don't mind that at all.
That's fine.
Little Jack, that's very good. The moment he's an inside center, and he'll soon be an outside center of their lives.
Yeah.
The center of their lives.
Very much so, yeah.
See what we did there.
Yeah.
Was Flecker inside center or outside center? Well, it's on the website, isn't
it? Yeah, I think he's the outside center.
He's the outside center. Yeah. Stuart Abbott is the inside center.
Yeah. And we'll never know who was better.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes it just needs a good road race, and that's what I'm willing to put forward to Rob Fleck if he has the guts. Do you think he does?
I think he does. I think he's going to complain that he's got an injury.
Yeah, I remember, were you there when I raced Craig Lawton on the road outside?
Yes, I did.
And I won.
And you beat him.
Yeah, and he was a first team wing, and he lost.
Yes, quite correct.
Yeah. What shoes was I wearing?
I think you were in Puma at the time.
I think I must find that pair again.
Yeah, I mean, they must have still got a bit of dust on, but it just whacks it off, it'll be fine. Yeah.
Let's put those puppies on. My feet probably haven't grown since then.
I don't think your feet have grown since Trek.
When did you stop growing?
I've stunned at 7.
Really? I was stunned at 9. I've weighed the same since stunned at 9. 68, 69.
Yeah, I've put on a few since school, but...
No, look, your shirt's off. That's quite evident.
Thanks.
Sure. what are you weighing in at now, Rich?
Sort of a low 70.
What, like 73 or what?
Like 79.
79?
Yeah.
Nice. Somebody just had a look at that page that I mentioned. Tristan Owen, glad you like it, my boy. He said it looks sweet.
Right, it's very. It's got a nice Miami touch to it, which
yeah,
I like.
Yeah, yeah. There's a photo shoot I did with Nicole Blomkamp, who hasn't wished me yet for my birthday. And that was loads of fun with VC. He did the photographs.
No, I think it looks really good. I think
check out Chill Be Talking now. I think
the Jack Blacks are settling in.
Settling in very nicely.
Although I find most of his movies nauseating, but yeah.
Yeah, you know it's not named after him. Jack Black was an American pioneer. He was involved in when they had Prohibition.
Oh yes.
Remember that? He was like.
That had to do with the slaves and stuff.
Yeah. But there's no need to be a racist, Rich. What I said, slaves. Exactly, it's racist. So basically, I couldn't think of a better moment for us to sort of fade into. Richard Neville, who is in front of me, has always been a big Michael Jackson fan.
Oh, she drives me wild.
She drives me wild. This is Michael Jackson, who, look, so what if he touches little boys? Great music. Let him fucking do it. You know, as long as he's making hits, you know, go ahead, touch the kids.
You want me to comment on that?
Catch you after this. Richard Marshall, send in a phone call there, my boy. Richie Marshall, are you there, my boy?
Yeah, I'm here, Bert. How you doing?
I'm very well. That's very clear. Turn off Windows Media Player.
Let me see.
Nice. I can see you. That's fucking video over there. We've got a live caller here, Richard Marshall. Fuck, you look awesome with that headset, my boy.
Thanks, Bert. Sexy, huh?
Yeah, so you said you need some weed.
I need some weed, bro. I need some weed for my mom.
Really? Well, I'll give you Judah's number. He's got some... we won't go hard with your mom. You say your mother's suffering from?
She's got chemo.
Oh, Jesus. Well, then it's a good cause. Then So
let's go hard, huh?
Yeah. I don't think we'll give her Judah's hydroponics, but certainly he's got a brand new stash. Always... to the people listening there, as Michael Jackson fades out, a little tip: always go and see your weed dealer on your birthday. You get all sorts of freebies, and certainly I think your mother could do with a bit of Swazi.
Okay, Swazi sounds good.
$100 for a little bag, absolutely fine.
I'll tell you what, can he do the pre-roll, the full works?
The pre-rolled.
My mom's into mulling and rolling, huh?
Let me ask our boy what he charges. I did get your email. It's been flagged, which means I will have to follow it up. So in the morning, I'll have a chat with Judah and see what he charges for some pre-rolled shit.
Good boy. Much appreciated.
Absolutely pleasure, my boy. Richie, thank you for the call-in. Catch you later, pal.
Take it easy, bud.
Back.
We're live.
I thought that went fucking smoothly. During the song, phone call came in, faded out, had the music going for a little bit in the background, and then it was pure talk. Music came back, finished the song.
It was brilliant.
Came back live. What more do you want?
You didn't even spill anything. It was great.
Didn't spill a fucking thing. Yeah. Rob Bagri maintains his spot on the Two Oceans Vibe list by sending a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Biatch. New site looks good, and you two sound awesome. Miss you both. So much keeps me awake at work. Very good. Rob Bagley from London, who also, funnily enough, has red hair like you do, Richard.
Yeah, I think we see the same stylist once a year.
Really? Are your pubes red as well?
Strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde.
Yeah, that's a kind of the off red.
Yeah, strawberry blonde, yeah.
I found that when I was in Cape Town, it went a lot less red than it was in London.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you'll find Rob Bagley's pubes will be ever so slightly more fiery than yours.
Yeah.
Because he's like a proper redhead.
Yeah, and also, I mean, he also is a banker or something, isn't he?
He earns six fucking figures, pal.
No,
he has to be a banker.
Does his boss know that he's actually listening to the show? That's what I want to know. I mean, do guys in London actually work, the South Africans? I mean, let's be honest, when we were in London...
No, I was there for nearly 3 years. Every job was a fucking piss take.
Yeah.
Piss take.
Yeah, you told me about the piece.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Sunday nights you'd go out, so Monday was a write-off. Tuesday, Wednesday, you'd go out on Thursday, so Friday was right. So you actually worked 3 day weeks and you got £40 an hour?
Yeah. I was on a little bit less, 30, which was still the most then.
Yeah, I mean, you bankrolled me for what, 6-7 months?
Yeah, well, as long as it took.
Yeah.
And I'll do it again, Rich.
Thanks.
Will you bankroll me?
I'll do my best, but I mean, am I getting paid for the show? I don't think so.
No, but you are going to get that Dirty South cap that you're wearing. You can take that home with you.
Thanks.
What are you doing tonight?
I don't know, does Seth have any plans for his...
I don't know, everyone's sending in fucking messages like, hey, fucking go for it, boy, it's going to be fucking massive, I'm sure you got a big thing planned. To be honest, I haven't planned a fucking thing this year.
Why is that?
It's just either I go the full hog and sort of have invites, caprice to myself, socks to myself as the DJ, open bar, the whole thing, but there's a lot of organization there, and it was all a little bit late, and... I would want, if I had anything, I would want something smaller, but then you can't have something small because I do, there are a lot of people that I love and I would end up letting someone down because they're not there. Because I mean,
exactly, yeah.
When we had that birthday party last year and there were 200 or 300 people, those are all, they really mean a lot to me and it's either all or nothing. In fact, I think there's a song they made called All or Nothing. All or Nothing, how can it be?
Who sang that song?
Milli Vanilli.
Oh, yes.
All for all or nothing. Yeah.
They blame it on the rain as well.
They did blame it on the rain.
They had to blame it on something. Yeah. They lost their Grammys.
Yeah.
But that's interesting. I mean, do you think that by not doing anything, it's kind of like a reverse
sweep?
Snobberism vibe? Were you going for? Was this kind
reverse
of like
snobberism? Prism? No, Richard. I think it's just I'm staying out in Nordic with you. It is far to get to for everyone else. I mean, I'm sure. Later on, me and you will just mosey on down to Cafe Rue and just, I mean, it's Thursday nights there, it's quite a jewel.
Definitely.
And just join the vibe. And those who come, we'll more than likely do that. So if you're in the Nordic area or anywhere near, just pull through to Cafe Rue later on. But yeah, it's nothing planned. We're just going to literally rock up there. That's all I can say on the issue. No, do you think that's fair enough?
Yeah, I think it's very fair. I think last year was an absolute belter, and to sort of eclipse that, I think we'll be looking at maybe next year or the next year.
Yeah, in fact, last year I think I even had a girlfriend.
Yes, quite correct.
She was a big feature. I mentioned in the speeches, and it all fucked out 2 weeks later.
Yeah. Is there something we can take from that, or are we just going to leave that?
No, Rich, you learn. You learn as you go along.
No, but I'm saying is in mentioning a girl in a speech, maybe not.
Huh?
Maybe mention a girl in a speech? Maybe not.
What? This year?
Yeah, well, just don't mention a girl. Maybe hopefully it will.
Have we learned from that in terms of?
Yeah, exactly.
I remember David at Caprice. He was like, he said something about, "Where's your chick?" I said, "No, it's over." And he started, you know how he laughs, like, and he goes, "But fuck, she was like next to you for your whole birthday. You mentioned her in the speech." He made a big scene about it, and I have learned from that. Don't mention your chick in the speech. Definitely. Not, I think we lasted two months, and that was after 1 month. So I was like, this is pretty much the longest, so we might as well fucking go balls to the wall here.
It was a great 2 months, though. I mean, it was.
What a good 2 months, yeah.
But I mean, in terms of Seth's birthdays, does Seth actually.
Birthdays? Is that how we talk, Richard? Birthday.
In Seth's birthday. Does that actually, I mean, does he get much older than.
I don't think Seth ages. He just.
Eclipses.
He just exists.
Well, I think that's the best way to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see you aging at all.
You haven't aged a day.
I don't think so. I mean, I think there's, I mean, you know, the products that we use these days, I don't think there is necessity to age.
Mm, mm.
Yeah. I don't know what you think.
Mm, mm. No. What do you use? What shampoo do you use?
I
saw in your shower, there's a big one there.
Yeah, it's a big one. I think it's a shower to shower.
Nice, shower to shower. I'm a bit of a gill man myself.
Yeah, it's the anti-D one, you know, for the dry scalp.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I've got the Avroy Schlain.
Avroy Schlain, yeah.
Yeah, good. I get on wear very well there, so I call it Avroy
Schlain.
And that kind of takes the dryness out of my skin once I've shaved.
Mm.
Shaving's the biggest lust for me.
God, we were talking about it last night. I needed a shave. I hadn't shaved. It looked like, what do you reckon, a week's growth there.
Yeah.
And it was like starting to itch and stuff. It's like, oh, for fuck's sakes, what a bore. Like shaving, brushing our teeth, cleaning our cocks. It's like so fucking exhausting. Do you remember the movie with Eddie Murphy, Coming to America?
Brilliant movie.
Where the chick's underneath the water and she lifts up her head and says, "Your royal penis is clean, Your Highness." That's what I'm talking about. Someone to do my hygiene for me.
Yeah, I know, especially in that little jacuzzi that I've got at home. I mean, it'll be perfect.
Yeah, I'm surprised that you haven't used that. Why is that?
I don't know. I've just never got round to it. I was waiting for winter. It's always been too hot. I've always had a swim, rather.
You're waiting for James Winter?
Yeah.
To join you in the jacuzzi?
Yeah.
I've got a little surprise song here for you, Jake.
What have we got? Oh, sounds good. Ah. Cup of Ambition, Dolly Parton. Now it's
okay. One of Richard's favorite songs, Dolly Parton, 9 to 5. Can you fucking cope?
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen.
Pour myself a cup of ambition.
Okay, hold on.
Let's just explain to the listeners here. Richard's favorite part of this whole song is at the start where she goes, how does it start?
Stumble out of bed and go into the kitchen. Yeah, pour myself a cup of ambition.
Yeah, pour myself a cup of ambition. It's Richard's cup of ambition. It's Richard's favorite part. James, just let's just have a listen to that again. Yeah, she goes. Enjoy this part. It's amazing.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. Yawn and stretch and try to come to life.
What else does she have to say?
Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job.
What does she want to tell us, Rich? Nice, Dolly! Catch you after this.
Crazy and you love it.
slightly transformed. Just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about a groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme. And put your car on cruise and lay back, cause it's summertime. Sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was. But now I see what happened is the way that people respond to summer madness. The weather is hot and girls are dressing less than checking out the fellas to tell them who's best. Riding around in your Jeep or your Benzos, or in your Nissan sitting on Lorenzo's. Back in Philly we be out in the park. A place called the Plateau is where everybody go. Guys out hunting and girls doing likewise, honking at the honey in front of you with the light eyes. She turned around to see what you beeping at. It's like the summer's a natural aphrodisiac. And with a pen and pad I compose this rhyme to hip you and to get you equipped for the summertime. Short set. Yeah, I got on sneaks, but I need a new pair. Cause basketball courts in the summer got girls there. The temperature's about 88. Hop in the water plug, just for old time's sake. Break to your crib, change your clothes once more. Cause you're invited to a barbecue to start at 4. Sitting with your friends, y'all reminisce about the days growing up and the first person you kiss. And as I think back, makes me wonder how the smell from a grill can spark off nostalgia. All the kids playing out front, little boys messing around with the girls playing double dutch. While the DJ spinning a tune as the old folks dance at your family reunion. Then 6 o'clock rolls around, you just finished wiping your car down. It's time to cruise, so you go to the summertime hangout, it looks like a car show. Everybody come looking real fine, fresh from the barbershop, a fly from the beauty salon. Every moment frontin' and maxin', chillin' in the car, they spend all day waxin'. Leaning to the side, but you can't speed through 2 miles an hour, so everybody sees you. There's an air of love and of happiness, and this is the Fresh Prince's new definition of summer madness.
That was DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince with Summertime, and that was Socrates's request. Sox, being the personal jukebox, is normally requested songs by me, and he's having his time in the sun right now and asking me to play songs. Phone call from Joburg, it's not going to happen.
No, it's not going to happen.
It's not going to fucking happen.
Good song, Sox. I like that song.
Good song. Thanks, Sox. Yeah, it's actually, funny enough, the song that I normally just ask him to play. Even if I don't feel like it, I just like to send Sox something to play, just to show that I can do it, that I can watch this, guys. Watch, I'll ask him to play Summertime, and it works.
My favorite is I go to the DJ and say, do you have that song? That song, it goes, word, hold on. And he always goes, you mean that Bob Sinclair song? Like, yeah, 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 yeah. And he goes, I played it already. Go, oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's fucking funny singing that song to the DJ. Have you heard that song?
It goes like this. Word. Hold on. Sounds so fucking funny saying it like that.
DJs must get fucking bogged when the
Jesus. Can you imagine dealing with that? What song? What? Yeah, I think I know it. Can you imagine dealing with that shit?
Who sings it? I don't know. Well, sing it to me.
Yeah,
in a nightclub. And
it's like, what? I can hardly hear you.
And then he sticks his finger in your ear and starts singing it to you. One of my pet hates.
Yeah. I actually ran that by
Koki, I think.
Koki Falco. Yeah, and it turns out that he actually does do it a little bit.
Oh, really?
Rob Bagley's just written back to what you said earlier on. My boss doesn't know about... Jesus, people are going fucking mental here. My boss doesn't know about the radio and I shave my pubes. Interesting that Robbie K, that's Robbie Kempson, dyed his red pubes black. Is that a rugby thing, Rich?
Gosh, I don't know. Kempson's got some funny things that he does. Huh?
Oh, wait. And he said, I'll see you tonight at Café Rouge. That's fucking funny. Kempson, you said...
It's very interesting that Kempson does that. I don't know, cause he's a bit of an enigma in some terms.
Yeah, he's a very interesting cat. I love him dearly, but he's definitely spicy. I love him because he's very spicy.
No, he's very spicy. What was his favorite line when he used? Because he went through a stage where he had a myriad of girlfriends. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And every time he used to introduce them, he'd say,
"This is the love of my life."
Brilliant.
This is the love of my life. So like, and the next week it's like another chick. This is the love of my life.
Not even Clive Woodward would coach that.
I doubt it. See, I heard old Jake White's in the running for England.
President.
Coach. President would be great. Actually not.
No. I've
heard. Wouldn't it be great if it turned into a Huntsie? Like it turns out Jake White rigged a game. Because he is basically held in the same light now as Huntsie in terms of the boy next door done good. Yeah. Someone that we trust.
Walk on water, yeah.
Yeah.
The only problem is he's not Afrikaans enough.
No. It's not.
No, but I think the England job would be good for old Jake. But yeah.
What do you think they'll be paying him? Six figures.
At least, conservatively. Conservatively. And, but I think it'll be good for him. I don't know.
It smells of weed here, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know. Is the door open or closed?
It's closed. Well, it's right there. What do you think? That looks pretty close to me.
It's a dodgy apartment, so anything could happen, yeah.
Yeah.
But you mentioned about Koki and the finger in the ear thing.
Yeah, he does that. He says he doesn't do it to guys though.
Only to girls.
Yeah. Which is fine because that's actually quite a little secret move. You're sort of like holding them, touching them. It's quite a secret way to start to touch them.
I always thought speak softer, then they come closer.
Yeah, but then if you want to hold their hand, it's awkward. Rather first touch, hold their earlobe, and look, it's not something that I do. Koki, yeah. You can go right ahead, pal.
Yeah, it's quite odd that Koki does that. I don't know if anybody else that I know has done that. I normally get quite irritated when people do that to me.
Well, next time we're in the same room as Koki, I'll tell him to do it to you and we'll see what happens.
I'm just going
to
speak fucking loudly.
Yeah. I can hear you quite clearly. Good one. You sang Vanilla Ice's Ice Ice Baby at the Ice Deadfed at school, is that right?
Quite correct. In standard six, I did.
Who did you sing that with?
It was our whole new boy year. There was 14 of us, but I rapped the whole thing, which was quite interesting.
Were you the main guy?
I was Vanilla Ice. Does he have a real name?
He does. I forgot it.
That's a good question.
I think his
time.
Real name is Percy Montgomery or something like that.
Yeah, Johnny Bravo or something.
Were you? Who was the conductor in your year?
Oh gosh.
Wasn't it someone like Von Huslin or someone, or Alistair Wilson?
McLennigan.
Right, I was the one for my year. I certainly don't see myself as McLennigan. What are your pet hates, Richard?
I've actually got quite a few, Seth.
Please go right ahead.
One of them is when in the traffic, when you got too
people
late.
People call me a cunt. I just hate it. It's a pet hate of mine.
Yeah, like you're in the traffic and there's two lanes. One can go right and the other's going straight, or both can go straight, and you're behind a car. And the next thing is the lights turn green and then they turn their flicker on.
Like, yeah, late flickers. Very
you
annoying.
Could have told me that a lot earlier.
Yeah, you fucking asshole.
That and general cyclists really fucking annoy me.
Yeah, they will welcome to the team. Ride your fucking Epic. God the Argus is over. The Atlantic Seaboard's a calmer place.
No, it's much better. I mean, do you have been many pet hates, Seth?
I'm gonna fuck late.
The list is quite long.
Yeah,
sure.
you know a few of them. What do you see as my major pet hates?
I think one of your biggest
chicks who don't fuck.
No, I think when someone phones instead of just a simple SMS, which kind of
Yeah, the whole phone thing starting to become a bit of a fuck show. Like the whole sort of if you send someone a text and they phone.
or they phone at 8 o'clock at night to ask about some business thing. You know, it's just it's inappropriate. Or Sunday evening when you just
yeah, like last night, some clown phoned me about work. I ignored his call, and he left a message, and I made a note in my diary to phone him in the morning, and then he phoned again. And I was like, well, this must be urgent. Yes. And he goes, yeah, I just thought I'd pick your brain. It's like, fucking pick this, pal.
Exactly.
I've just had a message here from Socks. Vanilla Ice's real name is Robert Matthew Van Winkle.
Van Winkle?
Yeah.
No relation.
No relation to Heinz.
Yeah. Or to Van Wilder, the good classic liaison guy.
Yeah, yeah. He did
he's
very
actually,
well.
He's done very well.
Scarlett isn't he
Johansson.
Fucking boning? Yeah, Scarlett Johansson. He's boning her.
He's engaged.
He's definitely boning her then.
No, he's probably good. I think he's done very, very well for a guy that most of he's done one movie.
Yeah, exactly. And he was bloody good at it. Do you have a chick at the moment, Rich?
Not at the moment, no.
Who was that chick at your house then, the other night? Sunday night.
She's from Nurdik.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, is she actually living in Nurdik?
Yeah.
But she's not your girlfriend?
No, she's not my girlfriend.
But haven't you been having a little fling for a while now? When do you actually call it a girlfriend? How many formal dates have you had? Dinners? Richard's signaling to me now as I fucking ply him. Seriously, how many formal dates?
What is
dates?
That signal that they use for wrap it up? Like, let's play another song.
No, it's called this cut. Fucking cut, cut, cut.
Seth, we all know about your love life. I mean, you've been quite
open. That's an open book, Rich.
I think you've been quite open on the show tonight about your 2 month girlfriends here and there and your little flings.
I think I've been very good.
I think you've been amazing. I think honesty is what the public want. They want to know the real Seth.
Which is a saying that I made up, and it goes something like this: honesty is the best policy. You can use it if you want.
No, I think it's a good one.
This song must take you back a bit, eh, Rich?
She's a song of the year, wasn't it?
Song of the year, how many years ago? It's still the song of the year. It's the New Radicals.
2004.
This is the New Radicals with You Get What You Give. It's 5:43. We'll catch you after this, motherfuckster. No.
all through. We're standing in line to clubs I'll never get in. It's like the bottom of the ninth and I'm never gonna win this. Life hasn't turned out quite the way I want it to be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house on an episode of Cribs and a bathroom I can play baseball in. And a king size tub big enough for 10 plus me.
What you need?
I'll need a credit card that's got no limit and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. Mine star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire 8 bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a pest dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's who's who. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, 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 I wanna be a rock star.
As a young boy, Seth Rotherham accidentally fell into a cauldron of rose-tinted lenses. From that moment on, his life was nothing short of stunning. That's when he coined the phrase, "Life is stunning through rose-tinted glasses." At that moment, he knew he had to get the message out. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you live from Cape Town's Atlantic seaboard, land of sex, money, fast cars, champagne, and suntans, the Two Oceans Vibe Show with your host, Seth Rotherham. Yeah, touch yourself.
It's 5:53 and we're back live with the 2 Hosts and Vibe Show, just winding up. Richard, have you had a good time?
It's been amazing. It's been really, really special to be here.
Very liberating.
No, look, it's been one of the
highlights of your life?
Yeah, definitely. I think that and winning into Varsity 2004 against Smarties was... Oh, this is tipped it.
By the largest margin ever.
No, it's tipped it, I think. Have you had a good time, Seth?
I've had a great time. Also very nice to hear from the original... from Seth's original girlfriend, Kate Taggy.
Heartbreaker. No.
Rich.
Teasing.
Teasing. Take it easy. I'll phone you after the show, Kate, if you're listening. you're a fucking twat. where were we before that? So talking about the show, blah, 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 etc., etc. Those songs were Rockstar by Nickelback, which was another request by Sox. He's actually taking advantage now, knowing that I have to play any song he fucking says. Sox, I think we've done very well, my boy. We're at the end of the show now. What do you want to chat about?
Good choices of songs.
I was very happy. Most of the song choices were by our guest Richard Neville, the insurance broker on the website. No? Yeah?
Yeah.
The insurance broker?
Yeah.
Is that your name?
Insurance broker, yeah.
Yeah. Most of the songs were his choices, and if they weren't his choices, they were certainly songs that he likes.
I like that Nickelback one. I think my favorite line in that is the buy a house that I can swing a buy a bathroom that I can swing a baseball in. Yeah.
I do a standing in line. I enjoy the part it goes. Because I'll never win, and it's at the bottom of a night that I'm never going to win. This life ain't turned out quite the way I wanted to be. And then I enjoy the guy that goes, so what you going to do? I'm going to bat that.
You know,
funny.
That's a mate of his, obviously, that he's got in just to do that, obviously, that section. You know?
Yeah, that's what we'd do if we...
Does it say Nickelback featuring a mate? Or does it say just Nickelback?
How do you know it's not him in another voice?
I don't know. I didn't thought. But I thought, no.
We were lying earlier about the beer that we were drinking because we were waiting for the Jack Blacks to get cold. Now they are cold and we have them now. And what do you think, Rich?
Very bloody nice. Very bloody nice. Very zesty, tasteful. Yeah, good.
I thought the show was very tasteful. It's very... I found the 2 Hosts and Vibe Show very tastefully done.
I think so too. I think it's very... topical.
Yeah. Topical, sure. And I thought it was a nice gesture when they did something.
Yeah, I think the flowers especially were a great gesture.
Well, not just during the show, as the flowers came, I'm still slightly shaken from the whole breakdown of the show. It really affected me. You know me well, and that kind of stuff.
No, that threw you, but that's why I said, you know, are you, what is
Who's that on your phone?
Private number.
No, it's not. You winked at me. Who is it?
I don't know. Who it is?
Is it that one that slept over?
Could not well be.
You see, after your little chirp earlier, I can fucking punish you. I can say anything I want right now.
Well, it is your show. I'm just a guest.
I'll be
tomorrow's news. Just now.
Yeah.
But that
you'll be downloadable soon.
I think I should be. I mean, if you look at Google now, I must be up there.
Have you ever searched for your name? I bet you it shows up on 2 Oceans Vibe first, and you must have searched for your name.
No, it doesn't actually. There's an Australian guy called Richard Neville. What do you call it?
Fuck, he's all over the show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Page 2?
No, nothing.
You've definitely been through this. Who is this clown? Richard Neville. Fuck this guy. There are not many Seth Rotherhams out there. Any last thoughts? Any final thoughts?
No, not really. I think, Seth, I think you've had a good birthday.
It's been a good birthday. I must say, yesterday was a complete and utter fuck show. As it always is, people. I have the most accounts of people phoning me on the wrong day before my birthday than anyone that we know. That's a fact.
Yeah,
it's a fact, and it's a fucking nightmare. And everything goes wrong on the day before my birthday.
I don't know what that is. I mean, but it's weird because you have so many mediums to sort of, you know. Transport, is that the right word?
No, it's wrong.
To relay your message of when it actually is your birthday.
I know, and you know how many people said, no, I saw on Facebook, it said 26th. It's like, I went there. It's like, no, it says 27th.
And that's what I find bizarre. You've got Facebook, you've got SMS. You've got
and the website, the article's going for 2 days where I'm sneaking in mentioning my fucking birthday.
No, but you've got Outlook. You've got Calendar. You've got all those things that remind, even in your phone, the calendar thing reminds you when it's actually someone's birthday. So how do people fuck it up? I don't know.
It's bizarre. I never get it wrong. Never, ever.
I just find it weird.
Yeah. Who phoned you first on your birthday? Everybody, Richard Neville's birthday is on the 23rd of July. It's the exact reverse of mine. I'm the 27th of the 3rd. He's the 23rd of the 7th.
Quite good. That's a good way of putting it. I never thought of that.
But did you even know that?
Well, that's why I'm so different to you, I think, in so many ways.
And yet so alike. Not at all.
No. No.
What ways do you think we are alike?
Oh, tough question. Similar humor, I think. Yeah. Stature.
Bold. No. You're more stocky.
I think I'm slightly stocky. I think that comes from the...
rugby.
Could well be, yeah. And also sitting at my desk a lot.
Yeah. Wanking.
Maybe.
Sorry, I don't know where that came from. I was just thinking, use wanking in a sentence. Let's see what Richard has to say and tie wank into it. And I did it.
No, that's good.
I thought it went very well.
I thought I responded well. Yeah, no, it was good.
It's 5:59 now. Should we just wait for it tick over to 6 o'clock and then we're going to play another song of yours? Do you want to...
Is there news at 6?
Huh?
Is there news at 6?
That's fucking great, Rich. And it's 1 minute to 6 where you're coming to live from the Five Men.
What happened?
Simonstown, pedophiles everywhere. Yes. Go.
Simonstown, Stillby, and Fishhook.
Yeah, Fishhook. Lots of pedophiles were found with children in their hands. The hands and the children. Ooh, too heavy.
Do you have an interview with any one of them? No.
We got a pedophile. That would be fucking funny. We got a pedophile on the line here. Jack, how you doing? Very well, thanks. So, you're being arrested. Yeah. What did you do? Well, I had this kid. Not nice. I don't think we should talk like that.
No, it's not ideal. But it would be great to have if we had some sort of, you know, convict.
I'd love to get like a pedophile on the show. But
or just
like,
a convict.
No, pedophile, but you don't tell him why he's there and you make up a story why he's there because he like makes sandals and we're doing a show on sandals. And he comes along and after half an hour you hit him with, look, the main reason why he is, we have some callers. You're a pedophile, John, and we'd like to address that. We've got Susan on the line. He's like, you fucking, can you imagine?
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
But I think it would be nice to. Are you ever thinking about branching out into the news? I think people are bored of the news.
News? Like, what is news? Like, what are we going to do? Have you looked at the newspapers? That's why Two Oceans Vibe is being revamped because it'll be a true blue fucking news that people care about. People don't want a daily update of how Zuma picked his nose yesterday and what he said to so-and-so because it's not actually news. That's an arbitrary little thing. And we'll talk about Zuma when it's a big fucking story about Zuma, not daily ongoing runnings. I mean, it's rubbish.
No, I think the public are generally quite bored about the whole thing.
Yeah, so that's what Two Oceans Vibe is doing. It's giving you the news that you want. So people feel happy on the site. They come to the site. They won't be annoyed. We know there's crime happening and stuff like that, but I do not need a daily reminder. And
maybe you should outsource that guy, Ryan Kravachen. Remember the old classic SABC guy?
I actually interviewed him the other day on KFM.
Exactly. Yeah. Great voice for...
Well, that's Ryan Kravachen. He's going to have an awesome voice. Should we wind it up?
I think we should.
Are we going to drive at Tubman's Peak?
I think so.
Should we drive in convoy?
Yeah, your car's a lot quicker than mine, though.
Yeah, we'll drive slowly. It's not up to the car, it's up to the traffic at this stage. And I believe the lights are out on Victoria Road, comes by.
What's new?
Christ. Richard, thanks for joining me. Really, it's been an absolute pleasure.
Seth, it's been great to be here. I think your birthday's gone tremendously well.
Tremendously well.
And we've still got the night ahead.
Yeah, we've just decided we're going to just mosey on down to Cafe Rue later on. Nothing big planned, but that's where we'll be. No one's invited, no one's not invited. It's not a big deal.
Have you planned any happy hours for the Oaks in London? One or two bars, maybe, I don't know, where do they go?
Pitch and Piano.
Pitch and Piano, perfect.
Yeah, we've organized a happy hour there. If you go to the one in...
Fulham.
You'll be just tell the barman that you heard about the free jug of vodka Red Bull, and that'll be on the house. It's a little arrangement that we have, and Rob Bagley will be there as well. Although you think he's got red pubes, he doesn't. He just sent a text. He's actually shaven. Very good, and toilet humor prevails as we move into the final song, which was Richard has been harping on about. I think it would be a really awesome last song, eh? Don't you think? Don't you think it's a good last song? It's always like anything, like the last song. I think it's really good.
I think it's one that Socks might actually enjoy.
Socks, I think you might enjoy this one, my boy. This is Good Riddance by Green Day. It's Richard Neville's choice as the final song. Seeing I keep pressing enter on the wrong fucking keyboard.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Seeing you do that, it's very funny. Very beautiful. Guys, it's 6 o'clock on Thursday evening, the 27th of March, my birthday. It's a beautiful day. The sun's setting. on the Atlantic Seaboard. Cape Town rocks. You rock. Thanks for joining us. Stay with Two Oceans Vibe, and we'll look after you. Lots of love. Richard, thanks for joining us.
Absolute pleasure.
Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang it on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. But in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.